At the 2013 CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm visiting with Eric Smith, Pontiac Flying Service. Eric, good to see you again. We met last year on a tour out here. We just had a flyover from your service. Tell us what was going on.
Yeah, Scott, he's the owner-operator of the business. He came over. We were very fortunate to have the opportunity to come out here and show how we seed cover crops with a plane. He did a flyover spreading some radishes and oats. He buzzed the tent, gave the people quite a show, and off and away. Really happy with the way that the seed got through the canopy of the corn and got down to the ground. Had good penetration. I was a little nervous about that with corn being as young as it is and leafy and green. Traditionally, we want to see a plant that's a little closer to full maturity and dying down in the fall. Traditional application rate for this would be sometime between the 15th of August to the 15th of September. But really had pretty good results in getting it through the canopy, and I think we had a good spread and hopefully a good show for everyone.
Well, it was. Everybody was, I think, very excited to see that. Tell me a little bit about doing this, because a lot of people don't think of dropping seed from a plane. Is this something you're doing more or think you will be doing more?
Yeah, it's definitely a growing aspect of our business. Obviously, in the aerial application world, you think of fungicide and insecticide work primarily, and that is still probably our primary side of our business. But we've seen an expansion in dry seeding of cover crops, also spreading dry fertilizer in a wet year like this year. Guys weren't able to side dress, and they actually we did some of that as well. It's the plane's set up a little differently. We don't use a boom. We use a dry spreader that mounts under the hopper. The plane will fly a little bit higher. Some guys do notice that and get worried, but the plane's going to fly higher so we can get a wider swath and get that seed spread out evenly and uniform. The big thing is we want to have a uniform pattern across the seeding area. We don't want to get too many plants in one area and none in any other area, so that's why he will fly slightly higher. We've grown in the cover crops. Last year we seeded around, I think, 6,000 acres, which has been growth for us. And I think we're looking at seeing more this fall. We've already had orders in, where last year we didn't have any orders at this time. So we're seeing the interest pick up. I know seed supplies have been tight last year, and I think they're going to be even tighter this year because the demand for this is just, it's exploding.
Well, one thing's for sure. Spreading this from a plane, you really can see very well where you were and what you did later, right?
Yeah, and the one thing too that I guess I should touch on, the advantage of a plane in central Illinois, the area that we're located in, is if you want to hit that ideal window to seed your cover crop, you need to get it out there early. And with the plane, you get an advantage of maybe a couple weeks of growth while that you know, your cash crop is maturing. And while that cash crop matures, the cover crop can be starting its growth cycle. Especially if you have a winter kill species, you want to see as much growth on that, like a radish, as you can prior to that first killing frost. But it's also important in a species that's going to regenerate in the spring, like your annual ryegrass. You want to see that root system develop as much as it can in the fall, so that way there wouldn't happen to be any winter kill on the grass, because if the root system's not developed enough, it can winter kill. Not likely, but it can. So that's what we've seen too, but it's really a positive thing. We're excited for our business. It gives us another service that we can offer to our customers. It gives us a longer application window, keep those planes in the air. It's been a good thing so far, and we only look for it to grow from here.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Eric Smith with Pontiac Flying Service out here demonstrating at the CTIC Conservation Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.